The French Revolution. The French Revolution began in 1789. Let us discuss some of the causes. The political cause: France was ruled by King Louis the 16th. He and his wife ruled like autocrats, and they ignored the suffering of the people. Then the administrative missionary under Louis became extremely corrupt. People were tortured, they were charged high taxes, and they were also arrested and put in prison without a trial. The social cause is that the French society was divided into three classes or estates. The first estate consisted of church officials. The second estate consisted of nobility. And the third estate, there were peasants and workers, traders, doctors, teachers, lawyers, and so on. But people were very unhappy. We come to the economic lifestyles. The luxurious lifestyles were of the rulers, the nobility, and the clergy. People belonging to the first and second estates, they were rich, but they did not have to pay any taxes. The third estate had to pay the taxes. They were worst hit, and they were only peasants and workers. Now, there were philosophers like Voltaire, Rousseau. They inspired the people. They preached that real power rested in the people, and the king should rule according to the people. The influence of the American War of Independence. France had supported the colonists, and when the war was over, the French soldiers came back to France, and they spread the idea of the revolution in France. The outbreak. The general estates was a body of people representing the three estates. King Louis summoned the general estates in May 1789. The third estate demanded the introduction of a vote, that is, one man, one vote. This was, of course, turned down. On June 1789, the members of the National Assembly met in a tennis court, and they made a promise to stay united in the struggle and frame a constitution for the nation. This event is known as the tennis court oath. The storming of the Bastille. Rebels attacked this prison. They broke open its gates and released all the prisoners. The king, Louis the 16th, and Marie Antoinette were then arrested, and they were later put to death. The National Assembly established a republican government, and the Declaration of Rights of Man and of Citizen. The ideas of liberty, equality, and fraternity became the guiding principles of the Republic of France. The impact of the revolution in France. We see that feudalism was destroyed, and there was a growth of capitalism. The citizens also got human rights. The impact outside France was the French Revolution popularized the idea of nationalism. The revolution, when it came to an end, it continued even, and countries like England, Holland, Spain, and Prussia, and other European countries feared the spread of revolutionary ideas. It was during this time that Napoleon Bonaparte rose to power. He was very ambitious, and his desire to control the whole Europe, he led France into many wars. Then he crowned himself the emperor and defeated the Austrian forces and Russia. Napoleon made France the power center of Europe, and he declined after his Russian campaign in 1812. The enemies of France saw an opportunity to put an end to Napoleon Bonaparte, and he was forced to abdicate. Napoleon gathered a small army and he marched to Belgium. And he was defeated once again in the Battle of Waterloo. The British exiled Napoleon to the island of St. Helena, where he died in 1821.